Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Presenting His Most Royal Majesty, the King.
The King! Your Majesty.
Sheriff of Nottingham, in gratitude for your faithful service, I shall knight thee.
Your Most Gracious Majesty.
In the name of my most royal majesty, I knight thee. Arise, sirloin of beef. Arise, earl of cloves. Arise, duke of Brittingham. Arise, baron of Munchausen. Arise, essence of myrrh, of magnesia, quarter of ten.
You are too kind, your majesty.
Got lots of stamina.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Set for the party tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. Come on, let them send your body at the Swing Cats Ball. No time to lose, please don't be tardy. Tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. Get in the groove with everybody at the Swing Cats Ball. Some will shag while others drag. Some will bump while others jump. Park Avenue will do their swinging tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. You can't refuse to join in swinging at the Swing Cats Ball.
Coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme. Yikes. It's dramatic, man. Sea Hunt. But Lloyd Bridges. I came to mind because I was watching this video with, who is the guy? Oh, Rich Eisen. He's kind of a sports guy. For some reason, he's interviewing Bo Bridges. And Bo Bridges goes, here's a trivia. What was the name of Dad's boat in Sea Hunt? Dude had no clue. Like, it started with an A. Rhymed with Fargo Not. It was really funny. Put him on the spot. Guy had no clue. Good yucks. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great week and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Oops, never watched Sea Hunt. It's a pretty cool show. I don't know. When I was a little kid, I used to watch it all the time. There wasn't much on. And watched it, like, you know, it was on, I think, 7:30 at night or something. And you go swimming in the summer, and you pretend you were Mike Nelson swimming around, you know. Scuba. All right. Hope you all had a great week ahead, blah, blah, blah. Tonight's closed captioning provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of tuna fish Pop-Tarts and garlic-flavored M&Ms. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Writing provided by the Church of the Beer Batter Trim. Listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Auto Harp Extravaganza. It's Wednesday at 3:45 a.m. It's Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, a guy named Vince from Pinsk. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster decides against it. And on Friday, I don't know what I got to work. Oh, yeah. Cotillion. I'm not kidding. Well, that's a week's worth. Worthwhile. Wee-woo-woo. In Waka-woo. Wee-woo. All right. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Do you mind if I talk to you about diarrhea? I just want to say two words about it. Pepto-Bismol. Pepto-Bismol controls common diarrhea. It relieves that misery and the nausea that you can get along with it. Pepto-Bismol coats, soothes, it protects. It relieves that nausea. Makes you feel an awful lot better. Next time you get common diarrhea, you'll thank me. Pepto-Bismol.
I'd really like to get in your pants because I got shit in mind. I just can't stop ruining all of these pants. I'm just shitting and shitting and shitting and I ain't ever quitting. I ain't forgetting your pants because I keep fucking shitting in mine. I'd really like to get in your pants because I keep fucking shitting in mine. I'd really like to get in your pants because I got shit in mind. I just can't stop ruining all of these pants. I'm just shitting and shitting and shitting and I ain't ever quitting. I ain't forgetting your pants because I keep fucking shitting in mine. I'd really like to get in your pants because I keep fucking shitting in mine.
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Hello?
You, Possum Puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on. Thank you.
Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gaboon.
Hello. Nice.
Todd Samauer says, suck it.
That's our Hitler. Yeah. What are you doing, Dolph?
Doing all right. Hey, I'm a regular Pepto-Bismol junkie anymore. I'm drinking that stuff down.
That's what I figured, man. That was kind of dedicated to you. Well, we have a, let's see, a bit of a kerfuffle here. A caller.
Oh, okay.
Really wants to get on the show. What is it? Sea Hunt.
Yeah, where's your Messiah now?
Yeah, well, okay, I guess, I don't know, I thought I had a phone thingy sound effect.
Aww.
Hey, that.
So.
Will that work? All right.
Yeah, sure.
Hello.
You're a dog.
Hello, caller. Hello.
You set off my security system.
There you go.
Why did you do that?
Ah.
Now you got
like
Bubba going.
Nah.
Like Ted.
Ted from beyond the grave.
I'm watching my son's dog.
Anybody, you there?
Watching. I'm here.
Hello, great.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Bubba.
Are
you watching?
He's watching Old Yeller.
That's my home security system.
Oh,
right.
That's cool.
That's my security system. There's probably a possum on my porch, I believe.
There you go. That'll do it.
Old Yeller never ends well,
man.
I tried it.
I mean, it can't
times.
Be a coon, right? It can't be a coon.
It don't work out. It don't work out, man. All right.
Not for Old Yeller.
Oh. No. No.
They'd be
all right.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I have it.
You know how it ends, right?
Oh, yeah.
Make you cry.
Yeah, he gets the. It's not. It doesn't end so good. But Paulie's good tonight. He should be. He's getting old, man.
Is Paulie with you? Paulie's with you.
Paulie's with me this week.
Oh,
very
okay.
Cool.
And he's getting
why
old.
Why am I not hearing any? There we go. Yeah, he's really lost a step since last time he was over. Hey,
well, put him online. I have talk with this other pooch.
He's zing on the bed, man. Hey, you know what this year is? It's 2000. It's 2024, and that means that this might be our last year of Uncle Bobo, you know?
Yeah.
And wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I know. Wouldn't it be great? How fucking cool would that be?
Nice.
Anyway, it's
he'll still find a way to be in the media.
You got and Uncle Bobo and the Jerry Lewis.
That's right. 2025.
Yeah. And my son's moving back to the house. There you go.
Moving back to where? Cleveland? I mean, move back to where?
Well, he was living in Cleveland. He's moving back home here.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Very cool, man. Let's blow something up in celebration.
Let's blow it.
Woo-hoo!
Blow something up.
Ah, but there's good news today.
Yes? You have the super rocket fuel?
You said it. With that stuff, a plane can go 1,400 miles an hour.
In low gear.
Splendid, splendid. I congratulate you, Professor.
Oh, think nothing of it. Drop us a line and let us know how you come out.
If you come out. One moment, gentlemen. I think before you go, you should give me the formula.
Oh, yes, the formula. Why, sure, sure. Tell him, Professor.
Oh, yeah. Tell him.
Me? Well, first you put in a half a pint of Ecto-Hoosis.
Ecto-Hoosis? No, no. Ecto-Watson.
And 4 grams of Alkabob. Then you pour in the shish kebab. Then you fold in the jigger of Sansepophonia.
You piece of shit! Fuck you!
Hey, I beg your pardon. Do you have any idea what we're doing?
Now that you mention it, no.
Shit, shit, fucking fuck. Fuck you in the ass.
Fuck you. In addition to practicing the routine operations until they become automatic, you must learn and practice what to do when things go wrong.
Better mouse trap.
Right away.
Time I do the roll call, Ted would bark.
Yeah, that's right.
it. It's Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Something was triggering. Yeah.
Hi, Alice.
He was so talented.
That was part of the show.
Speaking of which, Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Ah, sweet Alice.
Thank you, darling. She says snow tomorrow where she's at, man.
Good God. It was 79 here.
Yeah. I was in the 70s.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Gotta retire my hoodies, man. I live in those hoodies in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Just love fucking hoodies, man. Just like, you know, you're hiding out in that motherfucker. Now you're like, ugh. Yeah. Break out my...
Now you're exposed.
Yeah. Gotta get my Hawaiian shirts on.
There you go. I wore mine today for the first time.
There's Dr. Cakes here. And
Dr.
I need a summer
Cakes.
Hat. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cakes. Wasn't a show last week. She overslept. Nope.
She's forgiven.
Yeah. She had one coming. She got plenty coming. Yeah, I need a new summer hat, man.
There you go.
I need a new summer. That, you know, that
I got
the black
a, I got
cap's
a new
full
summer
for winter.
Pork pie. It fits me perfect.
I think that's where I'm going, man.
Yeah, get a pork
I'm going
pie.
Pork pie. I think
bring
I'm
back
going
the pork,
pork pie.
Pies, baby.
I got to have a little hat, though, Max. I got a huge head. That's why I think the flat cap works, because I got this gigantic dome, and you can't, like a baseball cap. I had my buddy growing up, he says, I need a high crown cap, and I says, what do you mean? I always like a low crown cap, because I got this giant head. Well, he puts one on, he looks like a dope, right?
Yep.
He puts on a high crown, he looks good. I put on a high crown, I look like a dope. But I put on a low crown, I look okay. You know, what weird is that? The size of your noggin, man.
Yeah.
Maybe you need one of them astronaut hats.
That'd be cool.
There you go.
I'd be into that. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. One of them helmets?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Maybe a diving helmet. Even better.
There you go. Mike Nelson.
We get Elon might. He might have some for sale.
Yeah, you got
Mike Nelson had that
one.
Had that triangular fucking... thing too, the triangular scuba mask.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah,
that was badass, man. Dr. Cakes here.
Dr. Cakes.
GT Trenton's here. GTO.
GTO. Hello, GTO.
He says her hair sticks out everywhere wearing a hat. Huh?
There you go, hat head.
But see, that's kind of the reason why. Wearing more hats.
We don't have that. We don't have that problem.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of running out of hair up there. Put a hat over it.
Uh-huh.
Not so bad. Yeah.
We belong to the Larry David Bald Club.
Man, I'm like, I don't know. The day is going to come when they'll just go, dude. You are now officially a comb over. It'll be like, oh, my God. You're right.
Aquanet.
There you go. That'll work.
Yeah, that's that K-Tel foam head, foam hair. Spray-on hair.
Oh, you know, how about those plastic wigs your sister used to buy when she was a little girl?
That's another name for Uncle Bobo. Uncle Bobo's other name is Captain Comeover.
There you go,
oh, okay.
Captain Comeover.
That is.
That's
he's,
a superhero.
He's really running out of. I think he's running out of material on that thing because it's not looking so good anymore.
No, it's not.
I watched his motorcade live thing today for a little while.
Okay.
That was interesting.
I'm sure it was. There's Uncle Bobo in a limo. He's scowling.
He had a whole herd of cars going down the highway.
He wouldn't be in a convertible like JFK.
No. Too bad, you know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, thanks for coming, GT's strongest man on the internet.
GTO.
Hope is here. Other pal, our old pal. Other people's eyes.
Other people's eyes.
I was going to tell him about my seats at the 2013 playoff game. Okay?
Okay.
So it's Pittsburgh Pirates versus the Cardinals in Pittsburgh. And you're getting playoff tickets. You just fucking get whatever you can get, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can't be choosy. You know, you get what they got. So I got these tickets, and it said obstructive view, right?
Yeah.
And the view, I mean, like, there was a wall that jutted out. We were kind of down the line a little bit, but it really was. I mean, I saw everything, you know.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the on-deck circle on the one side. Big deal. So, but we get to the park with these tickets, and I go, I'm like, where the hell is this? You know, because I'm looking around, and none of the numbers are, you know, making any sense.
Uh-huh.
I'm wandering around the park. I'm like, let's ask somebody. Dude, where the hell are these seats? He goes, oh, geez, you can't get there from here. Like, oh, fuck. So we end up taking, like, elevators and escalators and all this other shit. We're going all through this fucking thing. And we're in this section that normally in the season is an all-you-can-eat section, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a section, and they have their own snack bar, so nobody can get there because it's all free, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's not on, right, for the playoff game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the seats are there. You got seats, and, you know, having a couple beers. Gonna be like the second inning. I got a whiz. They got their own private bathrooms. I'm in a playoff game. I walk
there
in the can and there's nobody in there.
No lines. I love it.
Dude, I go running back to my seat to my son. I go, dude, there's nobody in the pisser, man. He's like, bet. It was fucking great. The greatest seats, man. If they're ever in the playoffs again, I want those fucking seats again, man. Private bathroom. Get the fuck out.
Oh, fuck the obstruction.
And they lost. But anyway.
Never had a pick from where to pee in the game place ever.
No?
Never peed at a ballpark?
Oh, I peed in all the ballparks I've been to, but I didn't have a choice of where to do it. You know,
I see. Yeah. Sometimes, man, I'm in the old days. You go in the ones and they just have like a trough. Sometimes, and then sometimes there'd be ice in a trough. Yike.
I like it when you go in there and you see some drunken women there waiting to get in a stall. You know, they can't wait.
Yike.
That woman's line. Yeah.
I remember guys were went to one at Three Rivers Stadium. It was a playoff game. And guys were pissing in the sinks and shit, man. Oh, it was chaos, man.
You got to go, man.
It was chaos, man. It's every man for himself.
Yep.
Ballparks out here have those it's a circle like a tub, but it's a circle. And so you're looking at all, you know, right across, there's another guy over there.
Yeah.
I've seen those
That's
before,
too communal, man.
That's
too communal.
I try not to have to use that unless I had to.
Right, right. I'm not even cool with the trough, to be honest.
Nah. I went to bars that had the trough. Lots of them.
It don't bother me. I just gotta go.
I think we had that circle thing when we were in like elementary school or something.
Yeah,
that wasn't the peeing though. It was to wash your hands.
Oh,
who is talking?
Know, it might have been that, but it was kind of busy in there. So whatever.
this is the herd mentality. Am I correct?
How in the hell did you figure that out?
Hello, Herb.
I don't know. Somebody asked, and I just wanted to let them know.
I'm here. I'm that guy.
Hope didn't know who the hell you were. Apple Cheeks didn't know who the hell you were.
Yeah,
Dr. Cake
didn't
give a shit who the hell you
were.
GT's doing his laundry.
We know because we follow your page, Herd.
Yeah. Good luck.
We know you.
All right, what's
good
the next cue? Oh, okay. I got it. Now, we got the Herd Mentality on here. And hovering above in his flap-doodle twin-engine flying Duesenberg.
Yes, sir.
Is the one, the only, Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Sir.
Where do you go, Gumbo?
Hope thinks the Herd lives in the next town over from him. Wow.
Mike.
Oh, okay.
There they are.
He can hear you. With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you. You see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too.
Made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what you do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Da 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 da.
Yeah.
Longer balloon.
Hey. Balloon.
Oh, yeah.
That's swing, baby.
Come on, Quartz. You got that right. Big, massive dumps.
There he is.
Dumps. Dumps.
I just bought Alan's French movie.
How's that?
Good. I got a question.
I just bought Woody Allen's French movie.
Good, oh, cool,
but not
cool,
his
cool.
Size, not within his greatest.
Oh, well.
Worth seeing.
Can't win them all.
Yeah. It's the same thing he had with Match Point, but Match Point is brilliant. That's a great movie.
I saw the last Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Very funny. Very funny. That show will be missed, man.
Yeah.
Every episode this year gave me one good belly laugh, at least.
Hey, that's an accomplishment.
I know. It's like, you know, you laugh out. Actually, you're sitting by yourself watching something. You laugh out loud. I had one in the last episode. I had to turn. I had to pause it. I was laughing so fucking hard. I had a good couple minutes of just fucking laughing. I stopped. Stop the tape.
Great that we can do that now.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I kind of miss appointment television.
Yeah? Not me.
I used to go, hey, oh, Cheers is on. It must be Thursday.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The Love Boat. Oh, Christ.
Phones.
Saturday
we got
already?
To see what day it is. We got phones in our pocket to tell us what day it is.
They got they make these calendar things now. You
can... The gym cracks.
There you go.
And the calendars, because you got to change it. I had it last calendar I had up. It stayed on January 2023 the whole year. I was like, that motherfucker. I never, you know, it's like, you know, oh, it's February 1st. Can't wait. Let me change the calendar.
Hey, it's such a pain in the ass to tear one little piece of paper off. I feel you. I feel you.
I got an appointment book and shit, and I got to know when the weekend is or I'm fucked, right? But other than that, day to day, it don't matter much, man. It really doesn't.
Yeah, I hear you.
did you see O.J. Simpson croak, man?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
My old lady was like, obsessed with that shit, man.
Yeah.
Watching court TV and whatnot. That was crazy times. I used to do cartoons on them.
Oh, sure you did, yeah.
I did like 10 or 12 OJ things. Just pick some of them out.
Bring them back.
There you go.
That'd be a perfect time to bring them back.
Look, a couple of them you could recycle for Bobo, really.
Yeah, huh?
I got some honey browns.
Honey browns.
Not much sympathy for that death on my page.
I don't know.
Touch and go. It's like a neck and neck between Henry Kissinger and O.J. Simpson. Who do people give less of a fuck about when they die?
Uh-huh.
You know, like. Well, I don't know. Henry Kissinger did have the genocide, and but O.J. did rip his ex-wife's head off. There is that.
And
so,
some
you know,
poor schmuck.
Some poor schmuck trying to do a good deed. He probably wanted to get in their pants. But still, he's trying to do a good deed.
Yeah.
That ended up terrible.
He was the guy. Once you get in that pants.
I remember when they read the verdict, man. I was at work. We were listening to radio? Or no, we had a TV. Me and Bogey. O.J. Simpson, blah, says Cake. I second.
It was must watch TV. Must watch TV, Batman.
That changed a lot of shit.
Yep.
I called my Korean wife and told her to stay in the house. Don't go out. There's going to be riots in the streets. Because I thought I would come back guilty.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it was just the opposite, man. There wasn't a...
Yeah.
They were like,
it was
cool,
all the way. Hell of a twist.
That's what it was like, man.
No one saw that coming.
Dr. Cake says she missed her soap operas for weeks. I know. The fuck, man? That was bogus. So yeah, fuck OJ and fuck Henry Kissinger, man.
Yeah, fuck them all. Fuck them all.
Feed them dog shit. That's what I say.
I got plenty of that.
It's hell's problem now.
It need to be on every channel, says Dr. Cake. Of course. It's all about the moolah now. In fact, see, that was the thing, man. When we were kids, they lost money on the news arm of the network. Those were money bits. But they did it for prestige. They did it to impart information, to educate the public.
Yeah.
Not fucking sell sweat socks. And now, it's just a bunch of horse shit. No matter, you don't know what, if it's horse shit or not. They didn't have any reason to feed you horse shit back then.
There you go. Walter Cronkite's gone.
Walter Cronkite, Chet Huntley, they don't make them like that anymore.
Brinkley.
David? Brinkley? You know, my David Brinkley impression is totally worthless. Nobody knows.
Yeah, no one knows.
Brinkley?
No one knows anymore.
Welcome to the show. He was great.
That's spot on.
Yeah.
David? All right, man. Well, I guess we could spin the wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Try our luck at the old... kind of is the Wheel of Fortune in a way.
Hey, that guy is going to retire, and somebody going to take his place. Seacrest.
That's AJ? That's Ajax out?
Yeah, he's done, and I think Seacrest, Ryan Seacrest, maybe. I forget who's somebody.
Bring back
guys.
Chuck Woolery, man. Bring back Chuck Woolery.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it?
Yeah, fucker Woolery's selling gold or something on cable.
Hey.
He could use the gig. Huh. Selling, he was the original host, you remember.
Right. I know.
He probably don't have the
one. Hey, here's the other thing. On the original version of the Wheel of Fortune, you never, ever bought a vowel unless you absolutely had no idea what the fucking answer was. If you bought a vowel, they would have gone, ha-ha. They would have pointed at you and mocked you and made bad things about your mother. And then this nighttime version, let me buy every vowel in the fucking book. What the fuck is that, buying a vowel? It costs you money. Fucking cash money.
Moron.
Sheesh.
I spend all my money on vowels.
Fine. You're wasting your money on vowels for crying out loud. I can't watch that show anymore. All right. This is 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
All right.
That's all I have to say about that.
I turn my TV on every morning at 8:30 to watch the TV show I never miss, 'cause I know it's great. If they decide not to show it daily, baby, I'll go
cleaver. We've lost that fever cleaver. Now he's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It isn't fair to take Beav and Wally away from me. With Lump and Eddie gone, I won't survive the misery. It makes me just feel like crying, Beaver. Cause baby, something beautiful's dying. We lost that Beaver cleaver. Lost that Beaver cleaver. We've lost that Beaver cleaver. Now he's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Beaver cleaver, we won't let them take you away. Watching you. Without you, Beaver cleaver, I don't know what we'll do. Beaver,
Beaver.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm digging it 3 minutes, man.
Man, that only seemed like 2 minutes and 49 seconds.
There you go.
Really? That's amazing. Yeah. I'm surprised. Because it seemed like about 4 to me. I don't know. But everybody seems to like, and I like Leave It to Beaver, man.
I think it's a great show, yeah.
It holds up. I mean, it holds up, uh-huh. Man.
Tony
there's
Dow
reasons to watch it.
Yesterday. There was a Tony Dow,
well,
whatever, either a birthday or anniversary day. I forget one of those things yesterday.
What was it? What was the teacher's name, Gumby?
What the hell? The hot
Miss
one?
Dish, man. That brunette? Holy shit.
Oh, what the fuck was her name?
She hot.
Yep.
She was so fucking hot. Oh, my
She's
God.
A sweetheart. Mrs. Landers.
Miss Landers, man.
That's
oh, my God. Remember, she comes to the house with bare toes sticking out. Beaver, like,
boing, oh,
He was losing it. But, like, some shows I hate from the old days, like Gilligan's Island. Shut up.
Yeah.
I can't watch that for a fucking second, man. Get away from me.
And I watched it every week when it first aired.
Oh,
I loved it.
I've seen them all a million times, man. Can't watch that. Can't watch MASH anymore. The fuck else? I'm iffy on All in the Family. Seen them too many times.
The first season or so, I liked. Yeah,
that
was just great.
Yeah, the early
same old, same old. Yeah.
Hope likes Gilligan. But you probably, he probably hasn't been. I was just going to say, Hope probably hasn't been inundated with Gilligan like we have.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no way Archie could be on now, is the thing. And I still watch it.
Oh, no.
No way, no.
Too divided, man. And you can't, you have to, you got to watch what you say over there. You see that the Chick-fil-A guys, they're always like, they're like anti-gay dudes and all this shit.
Yeah,
and they're holier than thou, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this guy owns a Chick-fil-A here in Ohio, in St. Clairsville. They caught him screwing around with a 15-year-old he met online.
Oh, geez.
On a Sunday. Come on,
there you
man.
Go.
It's always the fuckers that are like, oh, blue, 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 blue. They're the fuckers that are doing the dumb shit, man.
Gave her a ride home from Sunday school or something.
Yep.
He was online. They got the online shit. That bags you, man. You're bagged. Record of it.
And you're not. No one's learning from this. How long have we been online? Come on, people. You're going to get snagged.
Minsk from Minsk. Right. Hey, look at that. What do we got? We're in the news. Oh, and more cannonballs. Remember we learned on the show that cannonballs actually had a load of charge in them? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when it,
never knew that.
A cannonball would hit, it would boosh and a boom, extra boom. So some guy, landscapers working in a Virginia home found a cannonball dating back to the Civil War. They had it detuned.
See, I wouldn't have known there was explosives in there. I just thought it was just one big heavy fucking ball.
That's what I thought all these years.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Around the beginning of that century, the 1800s and stuff, they figured out how to, you know, put a charge in them.
Yeah, shit.
Here.
I would have been hitting that with a sledgehammer if I found it at my house not knowing. You know? Boom.
But yeah, kaboom, you know, it hit the thing and kaboom, like a bomb. It's a bomb. All right. Now, go to Animal World here. An escaped hippo wanders through a suburban neighborhood. There you go. How often does that come up?
A fucking hippo.
This is
suburban
in
suburban area.
Cape Town, South Africa. And I guess they had a nature reserve, and this hippo broke through the fence. So he was just... I got a video of him. He's just walking down the sidewalk.
Hungry hippo. Feed that fucking thing.
Oh, they're motherfuckers, man. Hippos will kill your ass.
Dude, they
look
can charge
at you,
your
man.
Ass, right?
Big-ass motherfuckers. They eat things.
Yep.
They'd be scared. Oh, except my 74-year-old mom watched from inside the house, very scared as the hippo comes straight for our door. How cool.
Oh, nice to see that.
I'd flip out if I seen a hippo out there.
Oh, yeah.
Although some of the neighbors, you never know. Hey.
Hey, can you eat those things?
Hippos?
Yeah. I imagine you can eat any animal, right?
Yeah.
I reckon.
I wonder what that tastes like.
Hippo meat.
Pig.
There you go.
Pork. Like
pork. Probably pork.
Might be a little greasy.
They sit around in the water a lot, though. Maybe they got a little fishy.
Pickle pork.
It's like frog's legs kind of taste like chicken, but they also taste like shrimp because of that.
Interesting. That's right. Lemon is French. Just let that one ride by.
That's right. Okay. So they have some security footage from the Florida Highway Patrol of a bear trying to break into a squad car.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know what? You gotta lock your doors, man. You want to avoid bears? Lock doors. Don't leave your car unattended, snacks or not. Best not to leave snacks in there. But lock it up. Bears are not going to bother your car.
Dude, they probably had donuts. They probably had donuts in there.
A box of donuts, man.
Uh-huh.
They got good locks on them cop cars.
I imagine so.
So well, we had the eclipse, obviously. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
This guy here in Arkansas, him and his wife, they tried to put eclipse glasses on the cattle on the farm, the cows.
Yeah.
The cows weren't really interested in looking at the eclipse. They're like, no. But he's got a video.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they tried, you know. And the guy, so the dude, the man, dad, he did put a little tiny pair of glasses on one of the chickens. And he's sitting there in the video holding the chicken while the eclipse is going on, and the chicken lays an egg in his arms.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I don't know, man.
Eclipse egg.
What egg is that, man? What's going to happen with that egg, man?
I need that for my chicken.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's kind of fun. Little tiny chicken glasses.
Little chicken glasses. I still like trying to save the cows from going blind. There you go.
Yeah, dude, the cows didn't give a fuck. They're like,
I don't care.
I'm smart enough not to look at the sun, asshole. Me.
They don't care.
All right. Speaking of the eclipse, a world record. 309 people in sun costumes gathered at Niagara Falls.
Uh-huh.
And set a world record for people standing around in sun costumes.
Sun guy, what the hell is a sun costume?
They got like a little, you know, like a cartoon sun with the pointies coming out and smiley faces.
Jesus Christ. Like a little
people.
Kid drawing that's hanging on the refrigerator?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. So yeah, it's as stupid as it's as stupid as it's.
Roll out the barrel.
I'm glad
we're moving right along.
Time.
Yeah, but now it's in the books. You know, who the hell else is going to do that? I think that one's safe for a good while.
Where
the hell are we going to get more than 300 fucking sun costumes, for crying out loud?
Dave Rush isn't working on that one.
Oh, shit. All right, this one is impressive. A 59-year-old Alberta woman.
Alberta, Canada.
Alberta, Canada. Donna Jean Wilder broke the record for holding a plank position. You know what planks are.
Yep.
Your elbows and shit.
A while back. Yep.
4 hours, 30 minutes, and 11 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
Now that's planking.
Uh-huh.
I'll bet she's got nice abs.
Don't you always wonder what the previous record was when they set a new record? I do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of times they tell you.
There was a record or not.
I think there was. Yeah, there was already a record for this one.
For that one, probably, yeah.
She, 10 minutes longer than the previous record, it says. They don't specify.
Just 10 minutes? Wow.
Planking, man. She's a good-looking woman. My second wife had a nice set of abs. You know.
Yeah.
Kind of stiff, but good-looking.
Sexy. Unfortunately, it was attached to her head. And that was a beard and mustache championship claims three facial hair chain world records. They tie their beards together. See, it's kind of not gay at all.
No, of course not.
86 person chain measuring 195 feet and 3 inches long. Who brought the 3 inches is my question. Good for them. Finally.
Yes.
Idaho man.
There you go.
Balanced a running lawnmower on his chin for 9 minutes, 17 seconds to break the Guinness World Record.
A running mower. Pause that mower.
So, David Rush, who has thrown STEM education to the curbside. That's science, technology, engineering. Yeah. Don't mention that anymore. He's after his own. He's Captain Ahab of the fucking records, man. He's after the white whale. He wants to hold the most records in the world. But this is pretty fucking impressive.
Way to go, David.
He attempted the record about 4 years ago, but his time of 3 minutes, 52 seconds was disqualified because his lawnmower did not have a bag on it.
See, little details. You got to check up on this shit first.
Got to have the rear bagging mower. That's the criteria.
Okay. Which makes it a little tougher to balance, I imagine.
It's on the back of the mower, so I would think that it would.
Okay.
It would help
approved?
OSHA
approved, probably.
I know. I don't think OSHA wants to touch this one with a 10-foot pole.
Hey, no.
So anyway, congratulations, fuck STEM education. God bless the USA. Huh?
Yeah.
You are right. Yay!
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Thank you.
I forgot all about
Ramsey Lewis.
Ramsey Lewis, yes, sir.
Ramsey Lewis, yeah, beautiful.
That's one of your contributions, sir.
Oh, I sent that? I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, beauty.
I totally forgot about this incident. I had an incident today.
Yeah.
And you know what?
You tell.
Like, a long time ago, this shit would have really bugged me and stuff. But I didn't give one fuck, really.
Good.
And what happened was, I had I had this paper that I needed cut down, a ream of paper.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got a paper cutter, but, you know, you got a ream of paper. You take it over to the Kinko's, and they go, shipew, and do the whole thing at once, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's what it sounds like, shipew. Anyways, so I walk in, and I've got this ream of paper, and I'm an old man, and so I go up to the counter and set it down on the counter, you know.
Here.
And there's people waiting in there, and I'm not cutting in line or nothing. I'm just...
Here.
I'm going to set this fucker down because it's heavy. I'm not going to stand here holding the goddamn thing. Social distancing and whatnot. So anyway, so he's a guy. He's taking care of the dude, blah, blah, blah. This goes on and da-da-da-da. You know, and I'm chilling. I'm not in any hurry.
Uh-huh.
So he comes over to me. He says, what do I do? I said, I need this chopped down 11 by 14. Okay. So he takes it, and he's he says, 1 by 14. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, good, good. So, going back there, he's doing the measuring and whatnot. And this guy standing over to my right says, sort of like you just, what the fuck did he say? Like, do you just jump in front of people? Is that what it is? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't see you there. Get my paper cut over here. Apologize. Well, you know, some people are standing here waiting and jumping along ahead of them. It's like, yeah, I did. I did. You know, did you? But, I mean, it was... I didn't do it on purpose. You know, and I'm like... he goes, yeah, well, I have kids at home. And I'm like, what the fuck? Your kids at home now. I got the kids at home now. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm sorry, man. Some guy did it to me the other day. It pissed me off. I know what you mean. I'm sorry. I apologize.
There you go.
He was trying really hard, like, to restrain from being a real dick.
Yeah. You should have dropped that across the crowd and say, you know, I deserve a spanking. There you go, buddy. Spank my bare ass. I cut line.
He was pissed off as fuck, man. It was just kind of funny because...
Was anyone filming?
Seeing it from the other end, you know? Because usually that's me that's pissed off there, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, so this is what it's like. Do I look like as big a dick as that guy? You know? Take it easy, man. I'm sorry, okay? Fair, you know, the fuck.
Well, it's the guy that worked your fault. He went over to you.
Well, I should have said, I saw the guy. I should have said, is that guy, you know, I should have said something.
Yeah.
But what the fuck, man? 5 minutes? Gonna kill you? But the kid's at home. You got the kids at home.
Oh, got the kids at home, yeah.
Jesus, God. Somebody think of the children.
Think of the children.
Anyway, that was my incident.
I'm
going to
hurry up and get out of here and go over there and help you watch your kids until you get home.
That's right. There you go. Yeah.
I was thinking of giving him a fin on the way out, you know. Hey, give this to the kids, huh?
There you go.
Split it between the kids. What do you say? Fuck, man.
Oh, I love it.
All right. I got an awesome yodel tonight.
Oh, beauty.
I got an awesome yodel tonight. I have, for your listening pleasure, a motherfucking great yodel.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Schwarzbären Stüppel.
Oh, it's got to be good.
Fantastic.
Come on, man. This is serious fucking yodeling. This is a whole, I found a whole album of this shit, and each one is crazier than the next.
Great.
So we got,
enough
good
yodels.
Supply.
We got enough yodels to last us forever.
That's it.
We're safe.
And we're going to go on forever.
We're covered.
Yay.
All right. Where's my... which one? I know the one I want. Here it is.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel! April 15th, tax day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I finally filed my local ones Saturday.
There you go.
And then it was also Jackie Robinson Day.
Oh, Jackie
all the,
Robinson.
All the baseball players wore number 42 in their uniforms.
Did the Kinko's thing have any connection with the tax day stuff? Or?
Nah, that's just doing his work.
Oh.
Okay. No.
That's
I'm
your,
not
that's your art
and...
paper you went to Kinko's for, right?
Yeah. It comes in a ream. It comes in 11 by 17, but I like to use it at 11 by 14. So
mm-hmm.
I always have trimmed 3 inches off the bottom.
There you go.
Oh.
Or the top. Depending on how you're looking at it. All right. I've got dirty, creepy, dirty, and disgusting. Which will it be?
Oh, okay. Leave it up to Herd. What do you think, Herd?
Dirty.
There you go.
Dirty?
We know where your
right.
mind is.
Oh.
You got a kid living in the hot tub. You're making the water all fucking gross. You got a kid living in the hot tub. I don't want to be doing in your food. I got white hot rage. Put your stupid motor away. I got white hot rage. I didn't sign up for the food talk, yeah. I'm trying to relax. Don't cut the heat. But you keep fucking slapping your stupid meat. What the fuck is your deal? You know there's other people here who don't need your care.
Funny you guys are.
We like to have a good time.
Oh yeah, that's what we're all about.
The fuck, man. World is so fucked up and serious and sad and bad and mad and unglad. That's what we're here for, man. Fuck those assholes.
I never do.
Fuck them and feed them dog shit. That's what I always say.
Indeed.
Jeepers creepers. I've been reading creepy old EC comics lately. Those are fun. One guy is his brother is a real dick, and like, you know, his brother's just fucked him over. His younger brother, you know, he keeps taking care of him, helping him out. His brother's fucking him over. It ends up with he's got his brother's head on the as a hood ornament on his car, and he's driving. Here's your hood ornament, son of a bitch. And I love, they crack me up, they always go, like, there's always the guys that discover the ghoulish scene, and they go, good Lord! I love that, man. Good Lord! Those things are so classic, man. Fucking hood ornament.
You know, we're only 5 days away now. Well, less than 5 days away from the 20th of this month. So
that's right.
Oh, the 420. Hitler's birthday, for crying out loud.
That's right. Hitler's birthday.
Well, I heard that.
Yeah. That fucked up.
I'm more into the Earth Day thing.
Well,
a couple days later.
Earth Day? See, I save my beer cans. And on Earth Day, they give you 70 cents a pound for your aluminum over at the recycling point. And a free T-shirt. And if you get there early enough, you might get an ice cream.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a jackpot. I'm curious about this T-shirt. What's it say? Like a recycling bin or something on it?
Yeah, it's got their logo on it.
I recycle or something?
The one I got from 2019 has Happy Earth Day on it.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool.
I want that.
So yeah, I got the truck. I would load the truck up, take my cans over, get my free T-shirt, my 70 cents a pound.
Uh-huh.
That's close to a hundy.
Uh-huh.
I drink a lot of beer, you know.
There you go.
So works out, man.
And ice cream.
That's like almost double the price. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Beauty.
Fine.
That's why you drink beer, right? Just so you can recycle and save the environment?
Well, I'm trying to save the planet.
There you go. You're a good man.
One can at a time.
Yes, completely altruistic.
Sure, of course.
I absolutely save the planet. And plus, my recycle
bin. Doing it for the you just want the
food. The recycle bin is full of beer bottles. Shit.
Yeah.
So. You're getting recycled. Recycle king, man.
Man. We don't do that here.
No?
Really?
No, we don't. Because if we did, I know where I can get a dumpster full of cans about every night behind my uncle's bar.
Yeah. Big time for cans and bottles and whatnot. You can't get cash for the glass, but you can get cash for the aluminum.
Yep.
So, that's a, you know, if you have a shed, why not?
Yeah, fill it up.
Right.
Shed's just sitting there over the winter, not doing nothing, just housing your lawnmower,
uh-huh.
your ladders and shit, and your tools.
Do you smash them all up so they don't take up as much space in the bag or whatever?
I do. I'm actually kind of like one of them anal retentive dudes, you know? Like, you know, everything's nice and clean and shit. I'm into that. And I got to crush the cans. Got to crush the cans, man. Anyway, otherwise, you'd have like, I couldn't get in my shed. I know. All right. Schwarzenbären the Schuppel. Remember the name, listen, chumps. Hey, man, our ratings in Germany are just going to go through the fucking roof.
Oh, yeah.
Telling you now. Okie doke. Listen to me now, hear me later. Going to be a big hit. Man, that was some cool yodeling, man. Man, it's the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp, man. You know?
It'd
be like a
felt it. Felt like a beer battered shrimp when I was listening to that, man.
Yodeling and smacking your back with one of those cat of nine tails
type things.
Ooh!
Yeah. There you go. They're sufferers.
Olsen Canadian.
Water!
There was a rare Molson Canadian sighting at the drive-thru. Man, the drive-thru, the guy, did I tell you, the guy sold the drive-thru?
Yeah.
I used to own it. And now it's like these foreign guys and nobody gives a fuck and it's not as cool. And, you know?
World keeps on moving.
Yeah, I know. I know. Shake harder, boy! All right. Olsen Canadian.
What
up? Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Thank you, Possum.
Thanks for calling in there, Herd.
Herd.
Thanks for coming. All right, what we got? Ooh, shit. We got to get out of here, man.
Oh, we got to fly.
So, say goodnight, everybody.
Later.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energy!
Hi, I'm Lloyd Bridges, inviting you to join us for another action-packed story of underwater adventure 1 week from today.
Sexy in that movie, man.
I saw that at the movies.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, my parents got divorced, so Dad would, you know, you got to figure out something to do with the kid on a Sunday afternoon. And they, you go to movies?
There you go.
Man, I saw a lot of good Poseidon Adventure.
Yep.
The gang that couldn't shoot straight.
The movie. Yep.
The Mechanic. That one was like, he shouldn't have took me to Mechanic. That gave me some bad juju, man. That was a little too adult. A little too adult. But I'm gonna I'll never forget the Poseidon Adventure, man.
Yeah.
I literally was on the edge of my seat for the whole movie.
Nah, no shit.
That was a thrill ride for a, whatever, 10-year-old. Oh, my God.
My mom took me to the Godfather premiere here, and
no
I was
way.
Not old enough for an R-rated.
Whoa,
yeah, yeah,
shit.
I wasn't old
Godfather.
Enough for R-rated, so she took me. Yeah, I still like it.
My mom took me to Star Wars. That's kind of nerdy. I saw it, the first Star Trek and the fourth Star Trek with mom, too.
Oh, okay.
The memories. All right, guys. Well, do it again next week, Kiki.
Sounds good to me.
Chili con carne.
Fin fang foom.
We lost that beaver cleaver.
Board has never been the same.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!